Well, Merry Christmas, brothers and sisters. It is a joy for me, I hope it is for you, to lift our voices to the Lord and to pray and to hear His word as we anticipate Christmas morning. The reason we do this, the reason we gather together on Christmas Eve, is because it is good for us to remind ourselves of what Christmas is all about. Now, I know that you know Christmas is about the birth of Jesus. But what is that all about? What does it mean that this man Jesus was born on Christmas Day? Why is that significant, particularly for you and me, 2,000 years later? And to remind us of that just briefly this evening, I want to look at Paul's Christmas summary from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. If you happen to have your Bible, it might help you to open up. We'll have that verse on the screen for you as well. If you remember, Paul was an apostle of Christ Jesus, an ambassador for Christ, proclaiming the gospel, particularly to the Gentiles. He was a church planter when he wrote this letter to young pastor Timothy. But Paul wasn't always an apostle. He wasn't always a leader of the church. In fact, he reminds us of who he used to be in verse 13 when he says he was a blasphemer. That is, he spoke evil of Jesus. He said he was a persecutor. He did evil to the church. And he calls himself an insolent opponent, which means he was filled with pride as he looked down on Jesus and his followers. But he tells us, "But I received mercy." Paul was transformed. His life was totally flipped upside down, or we might say right side up. How? How was Paul's life totally transformed from hating Jesus to loving him? And the answer begins with what I think Christmas is all about. And if you and I grasp and believe and trust in the meaning of Christmas, it ought to transform our lives as well. And so in verse 15 of 1 Timothy chapter 1, Paul summarizes the meaning of Christmas. He says this: "The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost." I want to give you very briefly 4 points about the true meaning of Christmas. How does Paul, in one sentence, tell us what Christmas is all about? Number one, the meaning of Christmas is found in a confession. In a confession. I don't mean a confession like you need to go to confession. I also don't mean that when you've done something wrong, you say, "I need to confess something." What I mean is, the meaning of Christmas is found in a truth, in a proposition, in something to be believed. Paul calls it, in verse 15 here, the saying. Christmas is about news. Something has happened. And Paul says it is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. Now, this may seem obvious to you Christians, but this is so important because Christmas is not about a feeling. You may this year not have the same Christmas cheer that you had last year. Christmas is really not about certain traditions. Our Christmas Eve service, our Advent candles, Christmas trees do not hold the meaning. That can't transform us. Christmas is not even something we do. The power of Christmas to transform Paul and us is found in the confession, in the news that something has already been done. Something that we can hear, and Paul says it is trustworthy. It's deserving of our acceptance. So, what is the saying? What is this news Paul has for us? Well, look what he says. He says, "The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That is what is true. That is what has been done. That is the news of Christmas, and that news begins with a person. The second point, the meaning of Christmas is found in a person. Christ Jesus came into the world. After the first sin in Genesis 3 in the garden, humanity inherits the sin of Adam, and then sin spreads over the world, and the world falls under God's curse for sin. But if you remember in Genesis 3:15, God makes a promise that although the world was under a curse because of sin, God would one day send a king who would crush the serpent's head and reverse the curse. And the rest of the Old Testament story, we follow this promise as person after person comes into our view, and we're asking the question, is this the promised one? Until finally, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of woman, born under the law to redeem those under the law. Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ, Paul says. He's the promised king that we have been waiting for. The meaning of Christmas is found in a person. Matthew tells us that he is Emmanuel, God with us. The author of Hebrews says he is the radiance of God's glory, the exact imprint of his nature. John tells us in his gospel, he is the great I am. That he is the word that was God and was with God. We read a moment ago, Paul wrote to the Colossians, he is the creator and sustainer of the universe. Jesus is God. And yet, he stepped down, entered our fallen world, and became like one of us. He took on flesh, the fullness of deity dwelling bodily. And he took the form of a servant, born in the likeness of men. Which means that baby in the manger was a baby, a human baby, and God in the flesh. It means that as Jesus walked the earth, he could demonstrate the power of God by calming the wind and the waves. He could cast out legions of demons. And yet he was hungry and needed to eat. Thirsty and needed to drink. The real meaning of Christmas still matters to us and has the power to change us, because the baby born in the manger was truly God and truly man. But this news, this saying, this confession is not just about who was born 2,000 years ago. It's also about what he was born to do. Paul says, this saying that's trustworthy is that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Number three, the meaning of Christmas is found in salvation. Jesus Christ did not enter our world, friends, to get a better view. He came on a mission. He came to save. Someone needed to be rescued, and Jesus came to rescue. And who did he come to save? Sinners. A sinner is anyone who loves other things more than God, who's exchanged God's glory for their own. A sinner wants to take God off of his throne and wants to be the king of their own life. And friends, if you were born a human being, you were born a sinner. Rebel against God. Scripture says, no one is righteous. Not even one. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And friends, the wages of that sin is death. We are rebels against God, and in our sin, we are destined for his just wrath. And on our own, we have no way to pay off our sin debt. Our good works, our love, all the generosity we might show at Christmas, our church attendance, all the seemingly good in our lives, all added together, could never balance the scales with our sin. If we were to be measured before God, we would be found wanting. But there's a saying that's trustworthy and deserving of your acceptance, that the person Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus never sinned, and yet he was nailed to a sinner's tree, willingly gave his life as a ransom for us. He took the wrath of God on himself so that you and I could find salvation and forgiveness and redemption. He became a curse for us. He was buried in the tomb for our sin. Beloved, Christmas has no meaning apart from the cross of Jesus. Jesus was born to die to save sinners. And God put the final stamp on Christ's work by raising him from the dead. Friends, we don't worship a baby in a manger. We worship a resurrected king who's conquered sin and death. We are saved from sin, death, and hell through our Savior Jesus, and there is no other name under heaven by which we may be saved. The real meaning of Christmas, the one that can really change our lives, is that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And so how should we respond to this news? Paul says, the saying is trustworthy. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. Paul recognized his own sin against God. But he also recognized the glory of his Savior. And he turned away from sin and trusted in Christ. We respond by believing this trustworthy message that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We turn from our own way. We turn to Christ in faith, total dependence upon him to save us. Paul here has a sobering understanding of his own sin. You remember what he called himself a moment ago? We said blasphemer, persecutor, insolent opponent. He was the foremost of sinners, he says. Well, Paul's sinful heart was no different than ours. I think you can almost hear Paul asking here, why would God save someone like me? And friends, we might ask the same question. Why would God save someone like me? Listen to what Paul says. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, because I was a pretty good guy. No. It has nothing to do with Paul. I received mercy for this reason, that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Number four, and finally, the meaning of Christmas is found in the glory of God. By sending his Son, the fullness of God, to enter the world and to take on human flesh, like us in every respect, yet without sin, by dying in our place, by rising from the dead, God has put his full character, his full glory on display in his Son, Jesus. So why would God save someone like me? Because he's gracious. Because he's merciful. Because he's patient. Because he's just. Because he's glorious. Do you believe that? If so, it ought to change your life like it did the life of Paul. The real meaning of Christmas is so that the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, might be honored and glorified forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray. Father, help us to see your glory in the real meaning of Christmas. Help us to understand our own sin in light of your great glory, and to trust in Jesus Christ, to cling to our confession that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like us. We give you all of the glory and the praise. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.